Former Australian Defence Force Chief Angus Houston is the Prime Minister's special envoy to Ukraine. He was sent there on Monday to lead the effort to recover and repatriate Australians killed when the plane was shot down. I spoke with him earlier on a scratchy mobile phone line as he drove into Kharkiv. Angus Houston, it's been 48 hours since you arrived in Ukraine. What have you been doing?
Well, Chris, I've been very busy. From the moment I touched down, I guess my feet haven't touched the ground. I've spent a lot of time talking to the other stakeholders. Obviously, we need to have a good relationship with the Ukraine. I called on the president, and he was very, very helpful and then suggested that he would help to the maximum extent possible if there were any issues. So that typifies the Ukraine approach across the board. I've had meetings with other agencies. I've also met with the Office of the Organisation of Security and Cooperation in Europe and talked to them about how we might work together. And that was very, very successful. And I've met with all the ambassadors of the various other countries that have been deeply affected by these tragic circumstances.
And you're in Kharkiv at the moment. What's your role there?
I've come up here for the departure of the first group of bodies of our victims who are going on to Holland for the, obviously, the process of victim identification. There will be a small ceremony, and I will be very honoured to attend that. I think it's absolutely vital that we give the dignity and support to the process, and I think it's particularly important in supporting our families who have been so deeply affected in losing loved ones in this terrible tragedy.
When you spoke to the observers, what's your expectation now about access to the site and security around the site?
We're talking to the Organisation of Security Cooperation in Europe, and we're working with them to plan to eventually get some of our people into the crash site. I anticipate that that will be accomplished in the near future, and I imagine that the way it will be done is the way they've done it with the Malaysians and also the Dutch. Unfortunately, they can only take three people at a time, and we will go in and then come out again. It's important that we do a reconnaissance of the crash site, and that will be accomplished by this planning.
Any idea as to how long that might take?
I think we're moving pretty quickly. There's obviously been a marked change of late. Things seem to have settled down a little bit in the vicinity of the crash site. But I would emphasise that there is still extensive fighting in eastern Ukraine, and the environment is very fluid.
Former Australian Defence Force Chief Angus Houston.